Good morning, everyone. Charles Comey was the primary author on this paper, but he got in touch with me a few weeks ago, and he was unable to be here, so you're stuck with me. But I guess I'd like to start out by saying, just kind of presenting the picture that I'm sure everyone that's seated here has probably seen maybe sod harvesting or sod production, perhaps a load of sod moving down the road, or sod being laid on the landscape. But sod has this great thing that, you know, we're really doing great conservation, but have we ever really stopped to think about what is the effect on the land sustainability of producing sod? So that, through this presentation here, I hope to point out, you know, some of the tools that we have to evaluate the sustainability of sod production and whether or not that it is sustainable or not. I don't think anybody will argue that there's a lot of benefits to sod and sod production, especially on the site where you're putting the sod down, because you get some immediate cover. It's bare 1 minute, fully covered the next. And with that, we get a tremendous savings of water erosion. The wind erosion is stopped, and it generally, on the part of the landscaper or contractor that may be hired to stabilize this site, there's fewer inputs required, and the job is done when they leave the site. The laying of the sod also improves the environmental conditions, because immediately the site is stabilized, we don't have that sedimentation moving off the site, and the water is soaked up better. And of course, the aesthetic value of just going from bare soil to green grass is aesthetically pleasing. And of course, there's the economic benefits to the landscape of having something green as opposed to bare. However, when you take into consideration looking at the land where the sod is produced, through that sod harvesting, we do have a removal of organic matter. And we also have the removal of the mineral soil that's removed. In the cases here of a typical sod harvest production, we're looking at somewhere in the range of 74 to 114 metric tons of soil removed through a single sod cutting. And if we were trying to replace the mineral soil that would be removed, it's estimated that it would take about 100 metric tons of manure to replace the soil that's lost in a single harvest. So there's questions here on land sustainability, both from the sod producer's standpoint and also from the landowners involved where this sod is produced. One of the tools that we have available to us to help understand the sustainability of any operation, but it's also applicable to sod operations, is a revised universal soil loss equation version 2, affectionately called Russell 2. And it looks at climate, soil, landscape, and what type of management is being applied on that land to predict sheet and rill erosion that can be expressed in the average annual soil loss in tons per acre per year, or in metric tons per hectare per year. There's also a separate subroutine in the Russell 2 program called the Soil Condition Index, called the SCI, that can predict the trend of organic matter in the soil based on your management, soil, and climate. The Russell 2 was developed by the Agricultural Research Service some time ago, and then the Biosystems Engineering and Research Science Department at the University of Tennessee actually added some additional modeling and calculating engines to ensure that all the calculations were done in the right sequence and so on and so forth. And that was funded by USDA and NRCS. Okay, these Russell 2 inputs, it looks at climate, and it's looking at not only the amount of rainfall, but the intensity of the rainfall that falls over different periods of the year, as well as what the temperature is. It looks at the soil properties that predict or account for the erodibility of the soil, then the crop management are those management techniques and operations that we're adding out there on the landscape, from the plowing to disking to planting to harvesting and so on, that affect the erodibility of the site. And then last but not least, Russell 2 looks at the slope and the percent of slope to calculate the erosion rate. And the outputs, it predicts sheet and rill erosion from water, rainfall. It also has a routine in there where it calculates what we call the soil tillage intensity rating. And this is just the higher that rating, the more soil disturbance has taken place. And then the last subroutine is the soil conditioning index. And if you really want to take it one step farther, it also has an energy calculator in it. The soil losses, to really get a full picture of what it's doing to soil organic carbon, Russell 2 only calculates the erosion that we're getting from the water erosion, sheet, and rill. But if there's other types of erosion taking place on the site, we need to add that into this routine. For instance, wind erosion, irrigation-induced erosion, the mineral soil that's removed through sod harvesting, we'd have to add into this. And also, if we're talking like on a nursery operation where they're selling bald and burlap trees and shrubs, we need to add in the amount of soil that's taken away in that root ball. Okay, I mentioned in Russell 2 we have this management factor or crop management factor. This takes into all the different operations that are taking place, in this case, to establish sod. And there's many different ways to do it, but this is the particular scenario that was used for this paper. But each one of these tools, there's calculations behind the scene as far as how much disturbance it does, what it does to any residue that it's, or vegetation that's killed, residue that's turned under, residue that's turned up, and so on and so forth. And these are all the different operations, you know, even something as simple as mowing that sod has an effect on soil loss because we're cutting it off, returning residue down on the soil surface, and then regrowth starts again. Okay, the soil condition index, it's really a result of looking at how much soil disturbance has taken place, the biomass that's produced and how it's managed, and the erosion rate. And when you add all these different components together, you get what we call a soil condition index. If, in fact, that index is positive, and the more positive that index is, indicates that we should be building carbon in the soil. If it's hovering around the zero mark, you're in probably an equilibrium. And if it's a negative number, you can pretty well predict that we're losing organic matter in that soil. Okay, if we look at several different soil types and the soil loss that we would get by producing sod, and this is just the production of sod prior to harvesting, and the different slope ranges here, each of these different soil types had a 1%, 2%, and 5% slope. And of course, on every one of these soil types, when the slope goes up, the erosion rate is going to go up. And that's what you see by these red bars. The blue is the calculated soil condition index. And again, that's over here on the right-hand scale. And as the erosion rate goes up, the soil condition index rating goes down, which indicates there's a decline in soil organic matter. Also, if we look at the effect of soil organic matter, soils that are in the soil, we get a relationship, and this is what you can always expect. A soil with higher organic matter is more resistant to erosion than those with lower organic levels. And we see that here with the yellow bars this is the low organic matter soils, and the green is the higher organic, so we get slightly different or slightly lower erosion rates. However, the same is true that as the erosion goes up, the soil condition index goes down, which again, the higher the erosion rate, the more carbon that we're losing in our soils. Okay, this particular picture here is an example of rolled up sod, and I don't know when this particular picture was taken, but I guess it would be quite a while ago, because in any more modern sod harvesting, they don't usually cut it this deep. But it was estimated here that they actually removed 1 inch of soil with this sod harvesting. And if we think back to what the typical acre furrow slice, which is 6 inches deep, weighing 1,000 tons, by removing this 1 inch of soil with this sod, we're essentially removing 166 tons of soil per acre with this single sod harvest. And then we've got to ask ourselves then, how sustainable is this? How long can this piece of land continue to produce? So the effect on soil quality of, you know, through this sod harvest, we're obviously decreasing soil depth. And with this decrease in soil depth, we're going to be losing water holding capacity, our nutrient holding capacity will be going down, and our soil carbon levels will be going down. And then you add on top of that the soil mining factor, and you can look at it on a volume basis, which is strictly, you know, how deep you're cutting and over the surface area, but it's probably better to look at it on a mass basis, where we're looking at not only the volume, but the volume times the bulk density of the material being removed. And this is what pretty much gives us our tons or metric tons per hectare. Russell 2 input for the aggregate SCI, it looks at, again, not only the erosion rate, but the management and the biomass that's produced to get that aggregate SCI. This graph here simply depicts that as the bulk density goes up, the more tons, metric tons of soil loss per hectare that you get. Over the different lines here are different depths of sod removal or sod at the cutting depth of the sod removal. Most of the sod is probably down here at the 9 millimeter or roughly maybe a quarter of an inch, somewhere in that ballpark. That's where most of it is now, and you can see, you know, just with a maybe a typical bulk density of 1.2, we're still removing about 100 metric tons per hectare with a single harvest of sod. And then as that harvest continues, you know, a typical sod operation, some of them might be able to do it every year and a half. And if you continue to do that, the trend of your soil carbon is going down, the depth of your soil is going down, and, you know, just how long is that going to be sustainable? Well, if we look at just sod production by itself without doing any harvest, I went too far. You must have taken some slides out. Okay, with the sod harvest, some ways that we can minimize this loss of carbon, loss of soil depth, would be to use some longer rotations where we don't have continuous sod. Expand the use of municipal and agricultural waste. Grow sod on solid waste or compost over plastic, using biodegradable mats to grow the sod, top dressing it with sand, soil washers, and the last but not least, we can always go back to direct seeding of sod on the landscape where you need it. Thank you.